This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This show contains content that might screw you up, and not in a good way. Listener discretion is advised.
Video pals, welcome to New Wave Theater. Have you ever imagined that the ocean was calling your name or the clouds were spelling out messages for you alone?
You're listening to part of Peter's last monologue from New Wave Theater. It was recorded on March 2nd, 1983, the day before he was found dead.
Well, guess again, because almost any reality-frustrated gurk can hallucinate a mind twister from Shackleland. But it takes real Blendo vision to not see yourself as being ridiculous.
For the people who encountered Peter that day, the memory still weighs on them. They remember hanging out with him, working, running errands. None of them realized that they were actually saying goodbye. And they wonder, did they miss something?
Most of us don't know it's our last day on Earth. None of us know when we're going to go.
That's Alan Sachs, who's been investigating Peter's death.
Your last day might be totally ordinary. It might just be a day. Good, bad, boring. Who knows? But after someone dies, no matter how it happens, we always put a lot of emphasis on that last day.
Alan thinks that Peter's last day may have clues about what happened to him. What did he do? Who did he see? Was he acting like a guy who was about to meet his end?
Part of what makes solving this murder so difficult, though, is that it's been 40 years since all this happened. Memories fade, people forget stuff, and look, we did a lot of drugs back then, so there's a lot of unreliable narrators in this story.
Pretty sure Alan's talking about everybody else, not me.
But I've gone back and pieced together his final day. I was surprised by how many people he met and how much he did, but that was just Peter. He loved people. I tried to figure out what Peter did in hopes it can help us find out how he died.
It's unclear if the cops looked closely at Peter's last day. If they had, they would have talked to the people you'll hear from today. They would have heard about a monumental decision that Peter had just made. They would have heard about an argument he had late that night. They would have heard about the last moment anyone saw him alive.
You're not going to do this. You can't do this to me. This can't happen. Are you fucking crazy? And you heard screaming coming on. And I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm gone.
I'm Penelope Spheris. This is Peter and the Acid King.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
It's the morning of March 2nd, 1983. Peter Ivers has barely slept.
That morning feels off. Peter had lost his wallet the night before.
He spent most of the night looking for that damn wallet. The day before, a tornado had touched down in South L.A., right near Peter's loft.
It was a day of massive cleanup in South Central Los Angeles as the area along Broadway tried to get back to normal. People who were here when the tornado struck say they've never seen anything like it.
The tornado killed 9 people. And to top that off, there was an earthquake, a minor one, but still. So yeah, yesterday felt apocalyptic, and today it's raining.
And when it rains in L.A., life grinds to a halt. But the weird weather, the lost wallet, none of that matters, because today's a big day. He's going to get a big check for a screenplay he'd written. And then he's got a songwriting session with Franny Goldie. And finally, he's going over to the cave to record a monologue.
So Peter gets in his car and heads out on his first errand to pick up the check for the script payment. He co-wrote the movie with this guy, Rod Falconer.
It was going to be a musical, rock musical.
It was called City of Tomorrow. Cool title.
It was a futuristic version of Alexander the Great, set in a vastly divided city controlled by all sorts of power groups and gangs and so forth. So this was going to be the big revenge on official Hollywood, that we were going to do this goddamn punk rock musical but it was going to come out from Warner Brothers. You know, really, you know, it was really good script.
It's a mix of far-flung ideas, inventive, futuristic, kind of quirky. But the script can also appeal to mainstream audiences thanks to Rod's instincts.
So we were actually just had finished, literally just turned it in to Warner Brothers, where Lucy was at the time.
Peter's ex-girlfriend, Lucy Fisher, is now a VP there. So she had helped them get it on the desk of the right person.
I mean, you can just imagine that Peter is buzzing with excitement. He's got a big check to pick up from William Morris.
By the way, William Morris is the talent agency that helped negotiate the deal. And that check Alan's talking about is a big chunk of change. It's for $15,000, which is about $50,000 in today's money.
It's probably Peter's first paycheck of this kind. He's been living in a shitty loft downtown for over a year now. So this money, it really means something to him.
On his way to William Morris, Peter stops by Peter Rafelson's house. Rafelson's in his 20s at this point, but he's already a Hollywood veteran. His dad, Bob Rafelson, is a film legend. He produced Easy Rider, which means Peter Rafelson grew up in the good old Hollywood shitstorm.
I just think of myself as a brat that grew up in Hollywood in the center of all of the action, really. I mean, the home I grew up in was where Bob Dylan and the Beatles and the Monkees and everybody on acid in Hollywood. And I mean, it was really the sort of mecca of culture and debauchery. And I saw everything and was able to somehow survive long enough to figure out that my passion was music.
Yeah. Having the Beatles hanging out at your house will do that. Anyway, by the early 80s, Rafelson's passion for music is fully formed, and he wants to be on New Wave Theater.
And I had a band, and I wanted to be on the show, and I made a demo called G.I. Joe, which was an anti-war punk track.
Rafelson asked Peter Ivers to show his demo to David Jove, so Peter takes him to the cave.
He took me to the most unassuming hole in the wall, literally a hole in the wall. Had barricades and all kinds of strange defensive blocks. He banged on the door forever. Nobody answered. And then finally the door swung open so hard outwardly that it hit Peter and threw him back. And out popped what looked like a hobbit. It was David Jove, angry as could be, screaming, come in, don't let the flies in, don't let the flies in. We go in, Coke comes out, the alcohol comes out, the cassette goes in, he listens to the tape, stops it halfway through and says, get out. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what's going on at this point. Peter's like, wait, well, what do you mean? He's a friend. And he says, fucking poser. This is crap.
Well, needless to say, Rafelson never appeared on New Wave Theater, but he stayed friends with Peter. And on March 2nd, the two of them pile into Rafelson's old BMW.
He asked if he could treat me to lunch and that we had to make a quick stop on the way to lunch. We went to, I believe it was William Morris Agency. Keep the car running, he said. I'll be just a minute. He runs in, comes out with a check.
Peter clutches the check. He's way stoked.
He says, I have to make a call. We've got to find a phone booth. He makes the call and then comes back and he goes, I got to go cash this check right now. And as I recall, he comes out of the bank with a wad of cash that looked as big as he was. It was ridiculous. It was like small bills, $10,000 or $7,500, whatever it was. It was clearly a large wad of cash.
According to Rafelson, Peter decides to hide the cash. He tucks it into his day planner and puts it under the seat of the car. On the way to lunch, they stop at a bookstore.
We park in front of a used bookstore across the street. He buys me a copy of Dune, which was about to be directed into a film by David Lynch, who he'd worked with on Eraserhead. And he bought a copy of Dune and inscribed in it to me, every decision is a chance to be a hero. Those words echo in my mind every day since then.
For lunch, they go to Cafe Figaro. It's gone now, but back then it was a bustling lunch joint on Melrose. The espresso machine was ancient, loud, and always running. The menu was a newspaper with a headline on the cover like, Greenpeace moves to spare whales, and other crapola like that that didn't make any sense. During the lunch, Rafelson recalls, Peter is hyped up and chatty.
And when it came time to pay for the meal, he realized that I think he had left the cash in my car, which was unlocked.
Rafelson pays for their meal, and they hustle out to his car to look for the money. Peter is frantic.
We drove back trying to retrace what happened. He had hidden it under the seat and left it in there and couldn't find it. I think he'd lost all the money or something. He freaked out.
Well, okay, not so fast.
Peter Rafelson's my friend. I trust what he says. But I'll say that in Josh Frank's book about Peter, Rafelson tells a different version of the story.
In Josh Frank's book, Rafelson says that Peter didn't cash the check. He deposited it. No money was lost. So it's not clear which of these stories is accurate.
Like I said, memories fade and they can change over the years. So just take it with a grain of salt.
Whatever happened to it, getting that check was important to Peter. It was a sign his luck was changing for the better. But in reality, his luck was running out. After lunch, Peter goes over to Franny Goldie's house.
My name is Franny Goldie. I am a Songwriter Hall of Fame nominee. I have a song on the new Bruce Springsteen album that I'm super hyped about.
But before she was working with the boss, Franny worked with Peter Ivers.
So I remember when I first got the call from Linda Perry.
Linda Perry was Franny's producer at the time, and not the Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes.
She presented Peter to me, like, I really want you to get together with this guy. He wants to write songs. And then she told me he was a Harvard graduate, summa cum laude, and I was totally intimidated. And I'm like, I don't know if I can hang with that. That's going to be a whole new experience for me. I don't know. I just pictured that as something scary. And then we met, and I felt very comfortable and at ease with him immediately. And I loved cooking for him. Oh, my God, I loved cooking for him. He appreciated every morsel. You know, most people, they just, oh, this is delicious. He would say, oh, what's in here? This is so good. What did you put in here? You know, oh, this is such sweet orange juice. I love it.
Joie de vivre, lust for life, whatever you want to call it. Peter had it, and Franny loved it. Peter constantly encouraged Franny, told her how creative and inspiring she was.
Which makes people feel good. And then you kind of almost instinctively want to pass that along to others. And when people say putting love and goodness out in the world and all of that, it's sort of a ripple effect. And when you're around people like that, it makes you want to be a better person.
They write some big songs together. Let's Go Up, which was recorded by Diana Ross. All We Really Need with Marty Balin. And Little Boy Sweet, recorded by June Pointer. But today, they're working on a song for a Japanese pop star. Once they're settled in, they get to work on the song.
Peter would kind of walk around the room and pace, and he would always end up underneath the piano. And I could really relate to that because when I was little, I loved sitting under the piano. It was like my little house. And it was very, I felt protected and safe and kind of like I could be away from the world a little bit. And I think it was that for him in a way. And he'd sit down there, and he was the only person I knew that wrote on graph paper. And he would feed me lyrics, like I'd be playing some melody and kind of singing kind of a thing. And then he would kind of just put a piece of paper up from underneath the piano, and I would grab it, and I would start singing what he had written. And I would say the majority of the time it felt really good. Like it was right on. It was perfect for what the melody was.
But today, the creative process is just not coming together.
I'm very perceptive, very hypervigilant, and I just remember feeling uneasy. I just remember something felt off. We were working on a song, and I do remember really clearly that Peter, who was always like laser focused, was not. He seemed preoccupied and almost anxious, I guess I would say, but definitely preoccupied and not 100% there.
They wrap up and Peter leaves. They agree to meet at the recording studio the next day.
It takes real certainty if you have a dream to resist the doubting opinions of the dull at heart. When you have real Blendl vision, you've already learned to get out of your own way long enough to be perfect, to see perfect, long enough to learn that the sweetness you allow yourself to see is all you'll ever be.
A few hours after leaving Franny, Peter Ivers is at the Cave, recording a New Wave Theater monologue, his last one. Usually, Jove gives a lot of direction, but this time, Peter gets it in one take. There's something kind of uplifting and fun about Peter's performance. It's not bogged down by that heavy, druggy feeling that David's writing normally has. It's like Peter's made up his mind about what's next.
There's not a moment to waste on anything that prevents us from the richness of our own foreverness. So slap your face, you mental case, and bite your back, because nothing can make you anything but what you already are. And there's nothing like a believer to believe in believing. The mistake isn't trying to think. Turn it off.
New Wave Theater was a product of two distinct minds, David Jove and Peter Ivers. In the beginning, it was a relationship that benefited both men. But by March 2nd, 1983, that symbiotic relationship had tilted out of balance. Peter's career was spinning in a different direction, into film scripts and songwriting gigs. Meanwhile, David Jove was singularly focused on New Wave Theater. And for that, he needed Peter.
Up until that point, Peter and David were inseparable. Their work on the 12 episodes of New Wave Theater that I was involved in was superlative.
Peter gave him some legitimate credibility. I mean, don't forget, Peter's girlfriend was Lucy Fisher, who was head of Warner Brothers Productions, film side.
That's Ken Yaz and Alan Sachs. They were both at the Cave on the night of Peter's last monologue.
Jove liked the fact that Peter was friends with Harold Ramis, one of the top comedy writers in the industry.
Peter was Jove's connection to Hollywood. Unfortunately for Jove, Peter had come to a big decision. He was quitting New Wave Theater. Now, it's time to break the news. But as usual, the Cave is full of people partying and hanging out. People like Alan Sachs and Ken Yaz. So when Peter finishes recording his monologue, he asked Jove if they can step aside and speak privately.
I had sensed some tension between the two of them. Jove's a fucking madman, and having to take direction from him, that would take a toll on anyone. And meanwhile, Peter's career was taking off. So of course he was ready to split.
Alan and Ken can hear David and Peter talking, quietly at first, so they can't really make out the words. And then Jove starts yelling.
Jove goes completely fucking ballistic. It's not like a normal conversation.
David was crushed. Couldn't accept it. Needed a host. needed Peter. He was the essence and soul of the show.
You're not going to do this. You can't do this to me. This can't happen. Are you fucking crazy?
Usually, Peter doesn't raise his voice, but now he's shouting.
And you heard screaming coming on, and I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm gone.
And it's this moment that brings us all here now, to Alan Sachs's mission, to find out what happened to Peter. Because as Peter walks away from David Jove, Peter and Alan's eyes meet, and
Peter looks at me and goes, "Chow," with this kind of spooky look on his face. And then he gets into his shitty car and heads out.
And that's it.
That was the last time I ever heard Peter's voice. And when it happened, it didn't dawn on me that it was the final goodbye. It was just a so long, see you next time, ciao.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Peter goes home to his loft after leaving the cave that night. There, he makes some calls. First, to Rod Falconer, his screenwriting partner. Then to a girl he met at a party. Finally, fully clothed, he climbs into bed and goes to sleep. What happened next has haunted his friends for 40 years.
I'm going to be reading from the coroner's report, and this is not the easiest thing to read.
I just remember calling him, falling to the floor, blood-curdling scream, And I couldn't stop.
We went up a few flights of stairs, and literally at eye level, we could peer down the hall from that stairwell and see what presumably was Peter Ivor's dead feet covered in a sheet, and cops and homicide investigators everywhere.
That's next time on Peter and the Acid King. Peter and the Acid King is based on interviews recorded and researched by Alan Sachs. It's produced by Imagine Audio, Alan Sachs Productions, and Awfully Nice for iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Penelope Spheris. The series is written by Caitlin Fontana. Peter and the Acid King is produced by Amber Von Schassen. The senior producer is Caitlin Fontana, and the supervising producer is John Asante. Our project manager is Katie Hodges. Our executive producers are Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, Cara Welker, Nathan Clokey, Alan Sachs, Jesse Burton, and Katie Hodges. The associate producers are Laura Schwartz, Dylan Kainrich, and Chris Statue. Co-producer on behalf of Shout Studios, Bob Emmer. Sound design and mix by Evan Arnett. Fact-checking by Catherine Barner. Original music composed by Alloy Tracks. Music clearances by Barbara Hall. Voiceover recording by Voice Tracks West. Show artwork by Michael Dare. Special thanks to Annette Van Duren. Thank you for listening. Oh, and one last thing. If you liked this episode, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, please.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.